Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, anyone who's been to the supermarket lately, and we've discussed it a lot on this programme, you'll know that it certainly seems that the price of the goods in your shopping basket is more expensive than ever. Now, is it greedflation from the big retailers, or is it an indication that high costs in a number of key areas like labour and energy are leading to uncontrollable increases? Well, the Dáil will debate a motion on this shortly, which is being tabled by the Social Democrats. But joining me in the studio now is Barry Ward, Senior Counsel and Fine Gael Spokesman and TD for Dunleary, and Jed Nash, who's Spokesperson on Finance and Public Expenditure and Labour TD for Louth, and you're both welcome. Jed, I want to come to you first, because your idea is, or what you want the major retailers to do, is to publish their profits. Explain that to us.
That's right. I mean, we know that high grocery prices are really problematic. It's probably the single biggest issue that's raised most frequently with me and any of us who does the weekly shopping. I know I do with my wife. Can see how things have skyrocketed. The price of everything has gone up, the basic staples, over the last few years. And the problem, Claire, is that wages are not going up to the same degree. You'd actually want to be earning about an extra 3,000 euros a year compared to 2 years ago to put the same things into your trolley that you were putting into it 2 years ago. So the question is, you know, what can be done apart from obviously boosting the incomes of those who are in lower and middle incomes? I have proposed 2 years ago at the what we thought was the height of the cost of living crisis and the issues we were having with high grocery prices. I published legislation that would essentially empower the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission to do more market surveillance into grocery prices and the activity of supermarkets. And fundamental to this was to compel them to publish their Irish profits and to present them in a certain way that would ensure greater transparency, so we could understand what the profit margins actually are. And actually, in response to that, Simon Coveney, the then Minister for Enterprise, said this was a really good idea, and that was something that he was going to legislate for. And unfortunately, since, we have had an absolute vow of silence from Fine Gael on this issue.
Why is that, Barry? If you agreed with it, why hasn't it happened?
I haven't been silent on the issue. I actually agree that we should see the profits. And I would say, Jed has mentioned a number of things there that do need to be corrected. First of all, Tesco do publish their profits last year, because I raised this with them directly. But no other Irish multiples, for example, like Dunn's, don't. And it's very difficult to know whether there is abusive process at the hands of large retailers if we don't know what their profit margins are. But just in relation to what else Jed said, the increase in the cost of food is 4% last year. It's a little over 5% over 2 years. It is going up, no doubt about it, but it's less than the increase in wages, which is 5 to 6%. Now, that may not affect people in certain categories, but it is important to acknowledge that retailers are facing increased costs in terms of minimum wage, in terms of energy prices, and in terms of other aspects that they have to deal with. And I support the increase in the minimum wage. I support the supports the government's put in place for retailers. But we don't see prices increasing for providers, for vegetable growers, for farmers, for milk producers. They're not getting a better price. So where is the money going that consumers are paying at the till if it isn't going to those producers? Is it going into the profits very often repatriated by multinational retailers? And if we don't know whether that's happening or not, then we should know.
I mean, I do think the farmers haven't had a bad year this year. It hasn't been as bad as other years.
It hasn't been as bad as other years, but we haven't seen similar increases for farmers that we have in retail prices. But there is an important point. We have the consumer protection. The CCPC is there to monitor this. There have been prosecutions in relation to, including Tesco, Boots recently, in terms of the way that they have been structuring their price advantages with their loyalty cards and things like that. They have been prosecuted, and the CCPC is there to hold them to account, and it does do that. In addition, Minister Alan Dillon is bringing forward more legislation to increase the powers of the CPC to make sure that they can clamp down on anybody who is abusing their position.
Jed, what happens if you get what you want, and if we get to find out how much the supermarkets are making? Where does that take you?
Well, I'm not overstating what the legislation that I published 2 years ago, and in fact was debated at second stage in the Dáil at the end of May, is going to achieve. But what it would do is bring greater transparency, and we would hope, therefore, make the supermarket chains, the big multinational corporations active in the market here more honest. And people could make their own minds up then as to whether or not they were being gouged. I mean, 2 years ago, again,
so it achieves very little, really. And I take it from what you're saying, when you say you're not overstating the impact of this, that you accept that there's not going to achieve very much.
much?
Well, as I said, I accept that it's a modest proposal because, look, I'm an evidence-based policymaker. I'm not going to pretend that overnight the government are going to introduce, you know, grocery price orders or anything like that to, you know, maintain low cost for consumers. I mean, we had forms of grocery price orders a number of years ago and they were removed for a particular reason. They can have inadvertent consequences in terms of supply. But what we actually may have here at the moment is but a failure of competition and a failure of consumer protection. So more generally, a failure of regulation. And we have a dominant number of, you know, small number of dominant supermarkets operating in the sector here in Ireland. And in those kinds of circumstances where the regulator, in this case the CCPC, doesn't have sufficient teeth to bring these operators to heel, and where the codes and the laws aren't maybe what they might be in terms of what we have in analogous European Union countries, then we ought to be concerned, and there needs to be the kinds of interventions that we're talking about here. If this was a good idea, and Simon Coveney accepted that it was 2 years ago, why isn't it a good idea now? I mean, the bill itself, by the way, Claire, and this is important to note, was actually kicked to touch for 12 months, sent to committee. The real crisis people are experiencing is now. As I said, it's a modest proposal. It's been debated and all at the moment in the context of a motion by another opposition party. It's essentially that motion is a copy and paste of my bill. I think there's a momentum behind this. People want to see transparency in terms of grocery prices, and we don't have that. And where there's potential market failure, we need to be concerned if competition isn't working.
If this was a cash cow, though, this market, would we not see Asda and Morrisons and Waitrose clamouring to get in here? And I don't think they are.
Well, in fact, some of the issues that they have raised in the past were around planning uncertainty and so on. And if we're going to have the kind of competition we want, we also need, on the other hand, to have the kind of regulation that you expect in a regulated market economy. And I don't believe that we have that in this country. Barry himself has kind of recited some of the various fines and initiatives that the CCPC have taken. They were for infractions of a different nature. 2 years ago, in response to Labour's campaigning, the CCPC were asked by the then minister to undertake a sort of desk top market analysis to determine whether or not there's actually price gouging in the Irish groceries market. And they said there's no evidence that that was the case. Now, how can they possibly conclude that decisively, and how can they determine that when you actually don't have access to all of the information in relation to their profits? That is impossible. And the minister's response to this motion appears to be exactly the same. It's the kind of Father Ted defence. You know, can anything be said for another mass? If you don't have the information on profit margins and profits, then this is a fool's errand.
Will you support Jed on this one, and also the Social Democrats, who are tabling a motion on this shortly too?
Well, Jed started out by saying that he's an evidence-based policymaker, but when you have an independent state agency who has looked at this at a high level, the review that was asked for by the minister, and they've concluded that there isn't evidence of excessive pricing. I mean, I don't know how he can then say he's evidence-based when the evidence isn't there.
They now, don't have access to the profit information.
But I do support the idea that we would see that, and particularly in relation to large multinationals who are repatriating their profits and they're not benefiting the Irish economy in that regard.
But they are employing people here.
They are employing people, and many of them are very good at sourcing their products here in Ireland, so I give them credit for that. But I support the idea that we'd be able to see their profits, because we can't know what action the government needs to take unless we know that there is an unfairness here. But I do have great trust in the CCPC. They have shown an independence of mind. They have shown an ability to go in and enforce the law in relation to uncompetitive practices by certain retailers. And Jed's right, it doesn't necessarily pertain to the issue that he's raising. But we see the CPC taking a really active role to take them on. That's because Minister Dillon has said to them, you need to conduct this review, you need to take serious action, and they're doing that. Mm-hmm. Let's see what they have to say before.
Yeah, how much is this of this has got to do with wages not increasing? Because I mean, I think you mentioned at the beginning, grocery inflation is actually a lot lower than it was at the beginning of this crisis in 2021-22, but people really seem to be feeling it now. Is that because wages haven't gone up?
Well, wages have gone up. And actually the level...
For some. But we heard on the programme yesterday, teachers, for example, 12.9% increase in wages, whereas inflation in grocery, 20% over the same period.
Yes, absolutely. And it is not right that should happen. And that's why I support the idea that we should have visibility on why it's happening. But at the same time, the average wages have increased beyond what the price of food has increased, for example. I can't say it's justifiable increase, but I tell you what I will say is this. If you go to your local shop around the country, and I go to my shop at the end of the road, he charges more for most goods that I will get in Dunnes or in Lidl or Aldi or something like that. Yet he is more important to me because every corner, every town, every village needs that shop. And we need to ensure that if we do something, it's not going to hit him. But I don't know why he makes less money than the big multiples and charges more, because they have economies of scale and we don't fully understand how they operate.
This is Jed's point. Yeah, we don't know that that's the case. We don't know if he's making less or more.
Well, I know from the difficult, I know when I talk to the shopkeepers in my area, I know how difficult it is for them. One of them has actually asked me to go and work in the shop for a day, which I intend to do at some stage to see exactly how it's working. But I know how difficult it is for him to retain staff, to keep the produce in the shop that's fresh, to turn over the material in the shop to make sure that he has a product that's for there for the local community. I know how difficult it is for him. And I know talking to my local Super Value, and the difference with Super Value as well is that each shop is an independent business. It's not something like Aldi or Lidl, where it's a part of a multinational. Those people are struggling to deal with energy prices, to deal with increases in the various other things like minimum wages.
Okay, do you accept that, Jed, that some of these, a lot of these price increases are due to those types of factors, including labour and energy?
Well, there have been increased input costs over the last few years, but some of those input costs have actually stabilised. So there are kind of inexplicable increases to certain items that people will have to use every week. I mean, you know, bread, milk, your chocolate, coffee and so on. And a lot of these items are, of course, produced here in Ireland. Mm-hmm. So this whole industry, I think, needs greater surveillance, and we need to have a better understanding of actually how the products that we take for granted on our shelves, the weekly staples, how they're actually priced. And, you know, Barry wearing another hat, I mean, he would never accept in a court of law, you know, a judgment or a determination where there was limited evidence. Simply, you know, a lot of this revolves around, you know, what are the profit margins? Yep. What are the profits? Anybody who's interested, actually, by the way, in a competitive marketplace would understand the need for proper regulation. And the truth is the CCPC don't have the regulatory powers that I know that they want, and they don't have the resource available
to
do the kinds of things
for government to give them
to
more powers.
That. Okay, listen, we'll leave it there. Barry Ward and Jed Nash, thank you both for being with us. Coming up next, Maura Fay reports on these road safety courses for law-breaking drivers. That's next.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.